Earlier this week, Ambassador Cui Tiankai took part in a joint interview with several major Chinese media outlets in the U.S. Cui says the meeting will be held at Walter and Leonore Annenberg Estate in California, also dubbed the Camp David in West America. It is the first face-to-face contact of heads of state between the two countries after both sides' recent government transitions. The leaders will conduct in-depth exchanges on important issues, including building a new type of relationship between big powers and future development of bilateral ties.
Nowadays, international situation and human society are undergoing significant, complex, and profound changes. Globalization and informatization has led to closer ties among all countries. Interdependence and interest convergence among countries is unprecedented. As the largest developing country and a developed country in the world, China and the United States share increasingly extensive common interests and broader space for cooperation.
Cui says under the new circumstances, the development of China and the U.S. concerns not only the interests of these two countries, but also peace, stability, and development of the Asian-Pacific region and the world at large. He says the two sides should defend the fundamental interests of not only people of the two countries, but also the whole world. Cui talks about focusing on the overall picture, facing the future, and developing a new type of big power relationship, which adapts to the development of the times.
The new relationship between big powers should feature equality and mutual trust, tolerance and mutual exchanges, cooperation and win-win results. On the basis of that, we strive for a long-term and stable development of bilateral ties. That's a shared and unprecedented cause of the two countries, which will usher in a new phase of Sino-U.S. relations and start a new chapter for international relations.
Cui says all the preparation work for the upcoming meeting is underway. He also adds he is looking forward to the significant and positive achievements of the meeting. He hopes the talks can lead to a clear direction in planning for future development, thus bringing more benefits to not only Chinese and American people, but others all over the world. For CRI, I'm Mark Cavigli.